The Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, is a rebel force which originated in northern Uganda in the late 1980s. It's infamous for its policy of abducting and recruiting children and using rape and sexual slavery as weapons of war. While its leader, Joseph Kony, was indicted for war crimes 11 years ago by the International Criminal Court, he remains at large. The LRA is now focused in Central African states, and Mr. Batili told the council that after lying low, the rebel group was once more on the offensive.
LRA has notably increased its alleged attack in the Central African Republic, reportedly extending into areas that had previously seen little to no LRA movement. LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been a low-profile posture, with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Mr. Batili also described the Boko Haram terrorist group, which has caused major displacement and humanitarian suffering across West and Central Africa, as still a serious threat. That's despite some military success through counter-insurgency operations across the Lake Chad region.
Despite the successes achieved, Boko Haram continue to pose a serious threat to regional stability. The group persists in targeting civilians, including through suicide attacks, often using young girls as bombers.
Special Representative Batili said there were hopeful signs across the region, including the successful electoral process in CAR this year, which he described as an important milestone. But huge challenges remained, he said. The Secretary General of the Economic Community of Central African States, Ahmad Alami, also briefed the council and told members that peace and security had become a chief concern of his membership, despite the priority being the new Central African Free Trade Area launched last month. His words were spoken by an interpreter.
So it is essential for the international community to significantly increase its support in various forms to allow these states to achieve the goal of eradicating Boko Haram.
He also called on the UN to continue to provide all the support it could to help create a more secure and prosperous region, free from the scourge of terrorism. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.